USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats and some Republicans are running with President Trump's call to increase the amount of coronavirus stimulus checks Americans get. The Democrat-controlled House will attempt to pass the measure to give Americans $2,000 checks, possibly on Christmas Eve. Some Republicans on Capitol Hill are okay with the $2,000 checks. Others, like Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, are not keen on the idea.
I'm not a fan of these direct payments. Because the vast majority of the money inevitably goes to people who never had a loss of income. I mean, consider all the federal employees, millions of people across the country, never lost a dime of income.
President Trump is vetoing a comprehensive $471 billion defense bill. Congress may have the votes to override that veto next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Some health officials are continuing to paint a dark picture regarding the coronavirus pandemic as we head into January. Dr. Celine Grounder is on the Biden-Harris Transition Team COVID Advisory Board. She says next month is going to be horrible.
And the next administration will be assuming office at one of the worst times in public health in this country ever.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. The mass exodus from this state may cost them a seat in Washington.
More residents exited New York State over the last year than any other state and could cost them a congressional seat, according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,000 people bailed on the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger in recent years. Also taking population hits were Hawaii and West Virginia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A member of the coronavirus task force is clarifying his statements regarding Christmas and celebrating them with your family.
With Christmas right around the corner and holiday travel picking up, many health officials are asking Americans to scale back their celebrations to help stave off another surge of coronavirus cases after the holiday period. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN that he's never said he wants to cancel Christmas. Instead, he hopes Americans will take the proper precautions to keep their holiday gatherings as safe as possible.
But whenever I talk about being careful, someone will say, well, he wants to cancel Christmas. I don't want to do that. I want people to be more careful. I want them to limit traveling to the extent possible. And when you congregate, try to do it with a limited number of people. Preferably people in the same household or a few close people who you know are also being very careful. Avoid the 20, 25 people at a house at a big setting. Those are the things that are quite risky.
For the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Researchers found that 80% of the COVID-19 patients at a hospital in Spain were deficient in vitamin D. There are many studies that have shown how beneficial vitamin D is to the immune system, but not enough data exists to formally recommend the use of vitamin D to stop infection from coronavirus. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.